Bugsy, you know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
Back on KSBT and Rock 103. Fourth quarter just getting underway. Chris Chaffern, Jay Vandenberg, Barry Burke on the staff, your Bulldogs sports squad here. And it's been a fun game to call again. For the second straight week, the Bulldogs are putting the hurting on one of the big boys of the Inland Empire League. Last week, Lewiston. This week, Lake City. And this improving Bulldog team has really made some strides since the first week we saw them. Handoff up the middle. It's another caution. He hurdles a couple of guys, then runs into two more and drives across midfield. Still on his feet, finally knocked down at the 47. So Cox with about a 16-yard, maybe 15-yard gain right up the middle.
Boy, he got the engine going there, Chris. He just flashed to that hole. Nice hole to the left side, and he gets that safety. He makes him come up, and he takes on that hit and just keeps his feet driving and really hard to bring down.
Coming up, it'll be your Pierce Auto Center post-game show. We'll talk with Coach Knowles on the Jalapeno staff page. Right now, Bulldogs leading it with 11:38 left in the ball game, comfortably up 32-7 with the football, trying to get more. They throw it out to Larson on the screen. Larson's at the 40. Larson is going to be knocked down, but not until he gets the first down. He's still on his feet. Boy, they should have blown the whistle a long time ago.
They should blow the whistle right now.
That's just ridiculous how long it takes them to blow the whistle. His forward progress was stopped 4 or 5 seconds ago. 13-yard gain and a Bulldog first down.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit about this today, Chris, and just the safety in high school football, and, you know, the referees just not blowing the whistle sometimes soon enough, and, you know, that's when kids start to get a little hurt, and that time was a good example of it.
Yep. Yeah, his forward progress was stopped, and you just stood him up for the whole Lake City team to come tackle him. But Larson comes off the field. They're going to take a seat after absorbing about 700 pounds of a timber wolf on top of him. And off up the middle, Cox again. He breaks the tackle. He's on his feet. He spins. He's going to be close to another first down. Down inside the 26, maybe to the 25. Let's see where they mark him. No, they'll mark him right at the 26. So that's 9 yards. And another Bulldog second and one.
Yeah, that time a great job by that offensive line. That time's kind of starting to wear down this defensive front for Lake City. They're getting some nice push at the point of attack, and you see them getting to that next level, making some blocks, and allowing Cox to pick up big gains now.
Well, the defense has been on the field an awful lot for Lake City in this game. The Bulldogs have had the time of possession control for much of it. So second down and one. Headed back, looking, throwing. It's incomplete through the hands of one of the Bulldogs, who I can't see the number.
Like Lehman.
Yeah, Lehman. Again, the pole. Always a factor here. So we're going to have a third down now and one. And a nice call on second and short.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's two down territory now, third and short, Chris, depending on the outcome of this play. But a nice call. You know, still play action fake and had the receiver open.
The handoff comes to Lehman. He's going to be dragged down in the backfield, and it's going to be fourth down and two now, and Lehman got rolled over, and yeah, he got sort of bent back wrong, and he's on the field in some serious agony.
Yeah, boy, that's not good, Chris. As you could see, he was trying to fight. It looked like his right leg got kind of caught underneath him, and he's getting twisted backwards, and certainly has some discomfort on that lower left leg.
So while they're attending to Layman, and we'll remind you that we've got Vandal football tomorrow on KSBT. Vandal's going to take on Weber State with the pregame at 1. Kickoff will come your way from the Kibbe Dome at 2. Layman is up and getting assistance to get off the field. As Layman hops off, and boy, if that's that would be a big loss for the Bulldogs, because Layman is a key contributor
on both sides
of the ball, and especially
when he's walking on it. There you go.
Especially when you consider that you're looking at the two games that matter in the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Chris. You know, we don't have a whole lot of depth out here, Chris, either. And you know, a lot of these Bulldogs play both sides of the ball. As Layman's are, you know, these are. He's our backer out there. I plays every defensive snap. Then he gets them on field and spells Elijah Larson, who gets all the snaps on the defensive side of the ball, too. So that depth being tested here tonight.
So fourth and 2. Head it rolling out looking. Finds Niemela. It's a first down. He's still on his feet. He cuts back inside. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Christian Niemela will not be denied the end zone. That's a 6-yard pass that Niemela, on effort alone, turns into a 27-yard touchdown on fourth down.
Flag down.
And there is a flag at the end, end zone.
That'll affect the celebration, maybe. Boy, what a great effort by Niemela as Jackson this time rolls out to his left and throws the ball. Niemela is just running that little, I think, little 7 to 5 yard out and throws the ball nice. And he does the rest of the work and breaking, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 tackles, Chris, and is not going to be denied. He gets to the end zone.
Well, if there's excessive celebration and that is the call, unsportsmanlike conduct, you can understand after the. After the effort given by Niemela Christian to get into the end zone, and the Bulldogs lead it now 38-7, and see if they can do the one thing that's perplexing tonight, get an extra point. It's up, and it is good. So the Bulldogs lead it 39-7 here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on KSBT in Sandpoint and Rock 103 in Kootenay after this.
Trust Vets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that drives business to veterans in our community. This is accomplished through relationships, web directory, social media, and our Friend of Veterans program. Our website makes it easy for you to identify local veteran-owned businesses for your shopping and service needs.
If you're a resident of North Idaho, please support Trust Vets members like Ryan Robinson of Wells Fargo Bank and Jim Woodward of Apex Construction. Blue Sky Broadcasting is a proud partner of Trust Vets. To find out more, visit their website at www.trustvets.com.
If you're a veteran or know veterans in this community, please tell them about us. Trust Vets. They've earned it. For more information, contact Rich at paletto.rich@trustvets.com and visit our website at www.trustvets.com. Thank you.
And we're back on KSBT and Rock 103. The Bulldogs, after the excessive celebration penalty, will be kicking it off from the 25. So that should set Lake City up in pretty good field position. On the semi-bright side, Tyler Layman up off of the medical table, and he was walking around. And it looked to me like the trainer gave a sort of hyperextended signal to one of the Bulldog coaches. So we hope that's nothing too serious. Bulldog's going to squib it. It's going to be taken at the 40-yard line on the near side by the running back for Lake City. He takes it across midfield. And about a 14-yard return for Nicholas Webb. Lake City will take over in pretty good field position, but the Bulldogs have this one salted away. 39-7 with 9 minutes and 12 seconds left here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just a really, really impressive performance here by the Bulldogs and all facets of the game, Chris. Making some mistakes offensively, but the play of that defense, Chris, has just really been impressive. In back-to-back weeks, it's about 3 in a row, actually, including Connell.
Yeah, 3 in a row.
Oh, UI too. I mean, the defense has really done a great job.
So here we go for Lake City and their backup quarterback, Jeremiah Weaver. Bulldogs jump into the neutral zone. They're going to give Lake City five more yards. So it'll be first and five. And we can start turning our attention to what's coming next week. Bulldogs open the key portion of the schedule. Moscow next week.
Yeah.
And on the road, making the trip down to the Palouse.
Always a tough place to play down there. It's a long bus ride, and but that's these are the important games coming up.
So they throw it out on the sideline, and a pass is caught, and a missed tackle, and a first down, gain of about 10 or 12 on the far side as they throw it once again to Matthew Whitcomb. Whitcomb down to the 32-yard line, which means the Bulldogs have them right where they want them, nearing the red zone.
How true is that, Chris? That's funny. But just a little pitch and catch out to the left side, and Lance Harrison getting blocked and just unable to kind of wrap up Whitcomb, and forces Dylan Pearson over to make the tackle, but not after a first down.
Well, you think about it. Even Mouse playing the Bulldogs are going to get almost nailed for five again. They hand it up the middle to Chavez. Chavez gets three or four, maybe five, call it six before he's done. But even in the Mouseball game, most of their scores came on 70-yard runs.
No, absolutely.
They were, you know, the Bulldogs got some stops when they got down inside the red zone. So.
They did. And it was the what's captured the show,
yeah,
right?
Captured, yeah.
95 yards, 75-yarders,
68
yards. Yards. All big plays.
If only someone could have tackled him inside the 20, we would have been set up. But Katzer was long gone by that point. So second down for Weaver. Out of the shotgun. Drops it. Picks it up. Hands it off to Chavez. He picks his way. Stops. Gets to the near side. Should have been tackled for a loss. But he's still on his feet inside the 15. And down to maybe 16, I guess, is where they'll mark him. He should have been tackled for a three-yard loss. But again, Jay, he just stood, waited, found an opening, and burst into it.
Yeah, you know, he's just dancing around back there, nowhere to go, and then finally he's able to miss a couple guys coming and flying in there trying to dive at his legs, and he's able to make a miss, and then does that all on his own, Chris, is able to pick up a big first down, and Lake City's kind of getting inside that trouble area.
That's right. They've officially entered the danger zone for them. It's their red zone. Of course, they did score out of the red zone, their only touchdown so far. 7:30 left. They throw it out, and it's a pass caught by Whitcomb. Whitcomb makes a nice move, gets down near a first down, maybe 7-8 yards. The pass was well behind Whitcomb. He made a great catch. That was a lateral that probably would have gone out of bounds.
Yeah, he made a nice adjustment on the ball there, Chris, and it shows his athleticism. Being a big, tall frame kid, and makes a nice catch, and then does a lot of work. He's able to miss a break a tackle and then use his feet to get about 7 yards. Call it six on that pass play.
So we've got a second down coming. The ball is just inside the 10-yard line. They need to get to about the six. So second and four coming for Lake City. A man in motion to the near side. Hand off to Chavez. Chavez breaking tackle. Chavez into the end zone. Runs through a couple arm tackles, and just like that, Lake City has their second touchdown of the night. Of course, their first one came on their second drive and gave them a 7-6 lead. It's been 33 straight for the Bulldogs since that point.
Yeah, again, that's just shown his elusiveness. Chris, he looks to go to the left, and he just breaks it back towards the middle, and nobody home for the Bulldogs as he's able to walk into the end zone.
So extra point is coming. It is down. It is up. It is good. And Lake City makes it 39-14. Bulldogs. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
We at Shiloh Inns are proud to be celebrating more than 44 years of providing you, our loyal customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Our customers love our many free amenities, like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast, or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as our spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And at Shiloh Inns, even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. If you ask your best friend where they want to stay, we think you'll get a pause up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Here we go with 6:39 left on KSBT and Rock 103. The Bulldogs, they're putting the hurting on Lake City, 39-14. The Timberwolves, Jay, their two touchdowns have come after a fairly short drive. So that, you know, give them credit for that. But the Bulldogs have scored on offense. They've scored on defense. They've got three turnovers. They've got a special teams punt return touchdown and thoroughly dominating their second straight 5A squad. Kick is a squib job that rolls towards the out-of-bounds and goes out-of-bounds. So the Bulldogs are going to get great field position out of this one. As they, I would imagine we're getting to the point where the Bulldogs should probably be thinking about some of the backups.
Yeah, I'd be kind of curious to see what they do. As you know, I don't see Lake City making too many substitutes. Looks like they're getting a few more jerseys in there, clean jerseys. But, you know, hey, 6 minutes left in this game. Let's put the ball on the ground. Let's try to move the chains a few times here and get out of here.
It was
an impressive win.
A couple three first downs and some good clock management. And we'll be heading towards Moscow next Friday night, where the Bulldogs will play the first of the two games that matter, the games that determine whether the Bulldogs will go to the playoffs, and they'll do it with what looks to be a 4-2 record.
Absolutely. Very impressive start to this season, Chris.
That it hands it off to Kaffin. Kaffin looking to get wide, breaks the tackle. He's at the 35, he's at the 40. He stiff-arms the man, goes out of bounds at the 39, but there's a flag down at the line of scrimmage. So we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, the flag was thrown pretty early. Like,
yeah,
somebody might have moved there. Or
motion or somebody lined up in the neutral zone. Somebody was wrong. We'll see who it is. The way the Bulldogs are lining up, it's going to be against them as they're getting set to walk back. So instead of another nice 10 almost yard gain, the Bulldogs put themselves in first and 15. And I think it's the second one on one of the wide receivers. And that's, well, that is just no excuse for a wide receiver who's on the side of the field is going away from the play to be moving before the ball snaps.
You know, especially, ball's going away from him. No reason. You wait for the ball to be snapped, get down there, make your block, your assignment. But here the Bulldogs got that first down and 15.
So 6:30 left. Hand off Kaffin. They pretty much run the same thing. Kaffin this time has got room. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 45. He's at the 40. And he's knocked down at the 35-yard line. Kaffin wide for about 35 yards. And you can see that one develop right towards us, Jay. Lots of running room for Braden Kaffin.
Yeah, boy, pretty much the same play, Chris. Just he lines up right next to Jackson, and he just takes the ball, gets to the edge, and here comes the flag.
So we got a flag that flies. So the old sideline warning against Lake City's coaches who are on the field, so that would definitely be a sideline violation.
They get that warning. Is that correct?
You get the warning. Second one will be a delay of game, I believe. You get 5 yards out of it. But I'm not sure the Lake City coach is too concerned at this point about that, trailing 39-14 with the clock rolling, and the Bulldogs now already back to the Lake City 35. Pettis, a couple of claps back for the final signal from Coach Steelbar. And four wides, one back, Kaffin. Handoff, Kaffin right up the middle. He stutter steps and gets him into the secondary. He's at the 30. He's at the 25, and he's knocked down at the 23. That's another 12 for Kaffin up the middle.
Boy, yeah, just a little stutter step there at the line of scrimmage. Waits for that hole to just develop, Chris, and then burst through it. And another big run by Braden Kaffin.
So the clock continues to run as the Bulldogs get the signals. All the skilled players looking over towards the sideline. Now here we go. Pettit standing on his 27-yard line waiting for the snap. Takes it, drops, looks, throws. He's going for Steelbar. It's the jump ball. It's incomplete. And that time, Jackson Pettit underthrew that one just a bit because if he leads Steelbar, he probably has six.
He probably has six, Chris. This puts a little bit too much air under the ball, and becomes a 50-50 ball, and a great job there by Steelbar, who goes up and makes sure that ball is not intercepted there near the goal line. So the Bulldogs now facing a 2nd and 10. Ball at the 23-yard line. Kaffin standing right next to Jackson Pettit. Pettit, clap, 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 handoff. Looking for Kaffin to the outside. He's got room. He's in the 20. He gets a block. He's inside the 15. He's down at about the 11-yard line. We got a flag on the far side at the line of scrimmage again. Another motion penalty on the far side away from the play for the Bulldogs. Someone's going to have some explaining to do in the film room.
Boy, yeah, and again, it's looking like it's the receivers that that near side and costing the Bulldogs some good game here in this running game by Kaffin.
Yeah, Kaffin. So they mark it back 5, 2nd down, 15. Garrett Cox checks in for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. So we've got 4 wides, headed on 2nd and 15. Again, goes through the old acting like they're going to hike it to him. They don't. They look to the sideline, and now Pettit back to pass. Throws it, and it's dropped. Larson was hit immediately, really separating him from the football, 3rd down and 15.
Yeah, Whitcomb there just playing that safety position, Chris, and the ball well thrown, but, boy, he just times it perfectly and puts a lick in there on Elijah, knocking that ball loose.
So 3rd down and long, 15. Cox right next to Jackson Pettit. Back to pass, Pettit. Pettit looking. Now he throws the screen to Cox. Cox gets hit at the 23, but drives forward. Gets inside the 20 to the 19. That's going to be a pretty good gain, about 9 yards. And it's going to set up a 4th down and, about 6?
6, 7 there?
Yeah, clock rolling. Under 5 minutes left. No reason to try and kick a field goal or do anything crazy. So the Bulldogs will go for it here on 4th down. Pettit. Looking his way over towards the coaching staff. Gets the signal. Now, claps his hands. Snap back. Hand off to Cox up the middle. Nothing. Garrett Cox, once again, there's 3 Timberwolves right there to meet him as he takes the handoff. So the Bulldogs turn it over on down, but a pretty good drive to take it down into Lake City territory with 4:25 left and continue their 39-14 victory that they're working on right now with 4:25 left.
Oh, yeah, now you're starting to see a lot more fresh jerseys out there, Chris, for the Bulldogs defense late here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Looks like Lake City, they're still – they've still got their starting unit out here here in the game. So it'd be interesting to see how this new front line for the Bulldogs handle the
whole stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. So 1st and 10. There's a handoff once again off the far side. Chavez. Chavez breaks the tackle, runs over a Bulldog, gets to the 40. That's an 18-yard gain and what can only be described as a giant hole.
Big hole off the left side, and they do a great job of allowing Chavez to get to the outside. Then he breaks it back across the field and just outruns that pursuit. And a great job there by Peyton Ennis, who comes up and makes a tackle, but not after 18 yards.
One of the Bulldogs went down there. It's Will Hurst. Hurst, right before the Lake City was going to snap it, he just went down. Now he walks off, can't possibly be cramped. That was his first play of the game. So after the injury timeout, they get Hurst off the field, send someone in there to replace him. Tons of new numbers. But Mike Chapman jogs onto the field for the Bulldogs. Lake City still pretty much just running the football for the most part. Of course, their passing game has created almost nothing but calamity.
There's
another big hole and a new running back. A big run across the 50 inside the Bulldog 40-yard line. That's number 36, Seth Nutting. And Nutting with another, 25, 26 yards, something like that? No, absolutely. That was a huge hole off the right side. As, again, you know, Lake City going with their starting line, and at this time they're able to open up huge holes for the running back here on back-to-back plays. So 3:52 left as the Bulldogs have got almost the entire second-string defense in now, and some other guys. There's a loose ball as the center court exchange between number three and his running back is messed up, and the Bulldogs get the fumble recovery. Fourth turnover on the night for Lake City, and the second team defense pulls it off.
What they did, just the timing not there for Lake City. The quarterback doesn't get the kind of on the hip of the running back, and the ball bounces free. Greg Belgard, number 63 for the Bulldogs, a sophomore, comes up, has his nose on the football, is able to fall on it, and put the balls back into this Bulldogs offense.
So, standpoint now we're getting some backup guys on offense as well. Looks like Augie Lehman in there to run the quarterback position. Standing behind him, number 16 for the Bulldogs, Gordy Dowd. So, second team offense in as well with 3:30 left. A handoff to Dowd. Dowd's at the near side. Dowd gets hammered at the 45. That's going to be a gain of 2. They'll actually give him the 46. So, second down and 8. But for the Bulldogs, the good news, the clock is rolling, and it's under 3.5 minutes remaining with Sandpoint leading it 39-14.
Yeah, just a great performance for the Bulldogs. Matthew Whitcomb, number 17, the safety, he's had some pretty nice shots there on our ball carries here the last few plays, and he's playing both sides of the ball. Looks like he's almost ready to cramp up there. But
well, he's the only guy on the field that has any dirt on his jersey right now on either side. He's played almost the entire game on both sides of the ball. And again, 2:45 and clock rolling. Another handoff to Dowd. Dowd up the middle. Dowd a couple, maybe again. Long one. So third down and 7 coming up for the Bulldogs. With now, before the next ball is snapped, we're going to have under 2 minutes left or about in this ball game, and it's going to be another happy post-game celebration for the Bulldogs, who are pretty jacked up last week after their victory.
No, absolutely, Chris. They got to be pretty excited to really run away with this game in the first half, Chris, and come out with a big win against Timberwolves.
So 2:09, Lehman waiting. Now takes the snap and hands it off to Dowd again. Dowd makes a nice cut. He's got a first down and more. He's across the 50, down to the 40. And then inside the 35, and flags galore fly. We might have a face mask at the end of this one. And, boy, everyone on the field saw that. So from the 38, they'll mark it 15 more. And some good hard running right up the middle there, Jay.
Boy, I tell you what, a great job by Brandon Casey and that's number 70 there for the Bulldogs. Connor Hutch, they do a great job at just the line attack and allow Dowd to get up that crease, and big gain and running hard too, and finishes strong, and a big first down there for the Bulldogs. They take get the first down and inside 2 minutes here.
So clock will roll when the Bulldogs get set here. Lehman getting set to get the signals in from the sideline. 1:45 and clock rolling. Bulldogs putting the finishing touches on a second straight impressive performance against the 5A squad. Lehman watching, waiting. Now snap comes to him, and he hands it off again. Down, a couple of jumps, heads forward, gets to the 20-yard line, knocked down there with 1:25 left, about a couple more snaps just like that, and the Bulldogs will be heading off into the night victorious.
Yeah, again, great job that time by Jake Scherer, who makes a nice block on the right side and allows Dowd to make that cut and get inside and pick up 5 yards on that carry.
So second down and 5 coming for the Bulldogs. Now under a minute as the clock continues to roll. Lehman. Still waiting, waiting, waiting. Now with 45 seconds left. Going to take it, hand it off. Dowd gets to the outside. Now cuts back up inside to about the 16. Going to be close to a first down. It's going to be third and short. But more importantly for the Bulldogs, the clock is now under 30 seconds, and they are going to come away with another big victory. They're not going to have to snap it anymore. Bulldogs going to win this one 39-14. We'll be back with the Pierce Auto Center postgame show after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old powerhouse building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. If you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
This is the Pierce Auto Center post-game report. Coming up, a game recap with Coach Knowles. Now, back to the field for the Jalapeno Stat Pigs.
Right, we're back here in Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, as the Bulldogs win once again, taking out Lake City this time. We're talking to Coach Knowles. Well, Coach, that's two straight 5-8s, and my math right, 69-14, good guys.
That's pretty good to me, you know, proud of the guys. That second quarter was awesome. You know, to kind of see a little adversity early, and we settled down on defense, started stopping them there, and then the return. Man, what a backbreaker. They were having a tough time with their center quarterback exchange, and we took advantage of it. You know, and they ran the ball a little more than I thought they would. And I give, you know, hey, whatever. Okay, we phoned up in the end zone down here. And stopped them a couple times in the red zone, And I'm really proud of these boys.
Well, you guys, you know, all year long, your defense in the red zone has been it's been incredible. I mean, you've held teams, I believe, as often from scoring as they have scored when they've gotten down into that area.
Yeah. You know, and the starters are doing their job, and they're seeing what's going on. They're getting better every week, and we keep pushing them. You know, they're hard workers, and they know what we're trying to do here. And I'm happy for them. Homecoming, a lot of distractions. They handled their business. One of our paid mottos, man, handle your business. They did it. I'm happy for them. They'll never forget. Get me in Lake City on homecoming night. And, you know, we'll enjoy this for a little while, and we'll move on.
That's right. Coming. That's right. The games that matter. Speaking of handling your business, it's Moscow Lakeland the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would not be lying if I were to say we weren't thinking about Moscow, you know, all offseason. Okay? And now everything else is out of the way. So, you know, here we go.
Yep. All right. Well, good job at tonight, Coach, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take it back up to you, Jay, for the Pierce Auto Center postgame show and the Jalapeno Stat Page.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Great job down there, and it's great to hear from Coach Knowles. I tell you, the Bulldogs are pretty fired up. You know, getting back-to-back wins against Lewis and Lake City is it tells you right where the Sandpoint Bulldogs football team is here. closing in to the end of the year. And getting ready for the big Moscow game next week. And, again, you know, doing it without Tag Benefield, our stud linebacker, the reigning defensive player of the year, and the Bulldogs defense, a lot of guys stepping up and making big plays. Hey, Bulldogs run away with this one, 39-14, doing it on all sides of the ball. You know, the special team punt return, you got interception for a touchdown, and then that offense just moving the ball steadily down the field and able to put some points on the board, and really just dominating the Lake City Timberwolves. The stats, Chris, is Lake City Timberwolves, they end up holding 329 yards of total offense. You know, really the big thing here tonight was Lake City losing their starting quarterback early in the game, and he was off to a pretty hot start in the first quarter. But you know, the young Josiah Weaver made a couple crucial mistakes. They end up 12 of 20 for 127 yards in the air. But a lot of their damage for Lake City Timberwolves, Chris, was done on the ground. He had to pick up 202 yards of rushing, and doing a lot of that work was the Chavez. He had two scores and 144 yards in this game. But, again, the story tonight, I think, with that Bulldog defense is doing a great job of just damage control, you know, giving up some yards, but really come up with some big plays.
Yeah, four turnovers really did in Lake City tonight. And, you know, you lose your starting quarterback and you become one-dimensional, and it really becomes hard to get something done. And, give Chavez a ton of credit. I mean, he was incredible, but one guy's not going to beat a team. No, and that was pretty much on display tonight with the Bulldogs getting the victory.
Yeah, he was the workhorse, you know. But, you know, on the other side of the ball, Chris, the Bulldog offense, you know, Jackson Pettis, 17 of 28 for 276 yards in the air, three touchdowns, two of them, I believe, going to Christian Nimola, and one to Elijah Larson.
Yeah,
you know, when they gave Jackson Pettis time to sit back in that pocket and throw the ball, man, he was accurate. He was super great throwing that ball down the field. You know, they end up with a total of 440 yards of offense.
Wow, okay.
276 that coming on the ground, 164 yards rushing, you know, doing the work. Again, was Cox. He ends up with 66 yards on the ground, and then Kaplan getting his first action since week one, ends up with 84 yards, you know, one of a big 35-yard run here late in the fourth quarter. But hats off to the whole team, special teams, defense, offense, man. They really did a great job.
That's right. They scored in all three phases, and they dominate their second straight 5A opponent. The final tonight, 39-14 for the Bulldogs over Lake City, and sets up the next 2 weeks, which are the games that matter. You got Moscow next week, then Lakeland back here in 2 weeks, and looking forward to it.
Boy, I tell you what you know, these Bulldogs, these kids got to be pretty fired up.
They have to be, you know, pretty fired up. Yeah.
I think the Sandpoint fans are coming out. Everybody's supporting the football team here, coming up with two tough losses against Post Falls and Mount Spokane, but and really dominating the other four winning the other four games.
Yeah, margin of victory is pretty large.
Dominating fashion. Hopefully the Bulldogs keep it going next week.
Yep, and we'll be there to chronicle it all next Friday night from Moscow. Again, pregame 6:40 kickoff, 7 o'clock here on KSBT and Rock 103.4. Jay, for Barry, did a great job with stats for Dwayne back at the studio. Again, Bulldogs win at 39-14. Good night, everybody.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place